So, Dean, a relaunch of a foundation. Tell us a little bit more about why at this moment in time.
Well, you know, the foundation now has been growing since 2012. We've served over 650,000 breakfasts into schools where it's needed. But now we feel it's time to leverage the Huddersfield Town brand and do good in the community. And, you know, from what's happened recently in our community, you know, some sad happenings, and we feel that we can do well with health, with social inclusion. You know, Kirklees, I may have got my figures slightly wrong, but Kirklees is in the top 10 of the most divided counties in the UK, and I think that creates an opportunity, and I think we've all have a duty to work hard. We can't try and change the world. What we can do is try and bring our community together under the umbrella, which is football, and that's a global sport people love.
The profile of this club at the minute seems as high as it's ever been, certainly in recent times.
Yeah.
How important is that to children out there that all look up to your players and your staff?
Look, absolutely. You know, children want to follow success. At the moment, we're doing very well. We've had a fantastic season. So we now have an opportunity, we now have a moment in time to galvanise, bring the community together, get people talking, break down divides, and try and make Kirklees more of a one community. And if we can do that through success of the football club in our stadium, and that's what we need to do and work hard at it.
And this is not something that's just solid out of you guys. There's a lot of other partners involved as well, aren't there?
We can only do it with our partners of our club, from the council to Kirklees Arts and Leisure, university, college. You know, we've all now got a duty to carry this forward, and these things don't happen overnight. We've got all got to work hard, and we've got to work very smart as well. But I believe with the inclusion of partners and professional bodies, we can really make a big difference here, and that's our aim.
So your aim then, what would you like to see ideally, say in 5 years' time, the foundation to have achieved?
Well, that's a really big question, but I would have thought one of the biggest ones is social inclusion, and if we can use the football club to go into the communities, to break down barriers, to get people to understand different cultures, race and religions, then that'd be fantastic. Because at the moment, you know, let's not hide, there are problems out there. We don't want any problems, and let's try and bring everybody together.
And the good news as well today, the season ticket prices, I guess that's going to lead to more inclusion, because football is very affordable here at Huddersfield.
Well, football is very affordable, and people want to follow success. We sold 15,000 last year. It's now 199 for this season, regardless of what division we're in. And I think that's a great opportunity for people to really get behind. And you know something, we're a working class town. You know, our motto is now, you know, one town. And people want to really help the foundation. You know, it's surprising and really amazing how, since 2012, the people who've come forward to want to get involved in breakfast clubs, volunteers, and wanting to do things with us, it's been absolutely outstanding. And I think today is the next step in the direction it can take.
And what would your message be to anyone listening to this or reading it on the website? How do they get involved if they want to get involved?
Look, forget football. If you want to do well in the community, if you want to get piggyback on the back of us and do real good and understand what we do, just give us a call. You know, whether you like football or you don't like football, this is not just about football. This is about leveraging a brand where you can go into the community and people can really communicate and understand what we're about. So for me, pick up the call, pick up the phone, contact us, speak to anybody, and everybody's more than welcome to jump on our train.
And just quickly about the football, you must be excited. You know, the brand could be about to go through the roof, couldn't it?
Well, I didn't know something it could, but football, it's a long game. As our head coach David says, we have no right to be where we are, but anything is possible in football.
It is indeed. The season ticket launch and the signing of Elias Kachunga, it's been a good week, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it was always on the cards. I'm supposed to, like most Yorkshiremen, you know, you leave your cash in your pocket as long as you can. But, you know, he's a great character. He's had the first fantastic season in British football. Elias is only 24, and he will go a long way in the British game, and he's contracted now for 3 or 4 years, so you know, welcome on board.
And final one, obviously the season ticket deal, you've set the price now for a certain amount of time, so even if you get promoted, you can get it at the 199.
If you
buy now.
You can, but quite frankly, you know, last season I think we sold 10,500 within 3 days, so, and we finished 19th, so my view is, if you want one, you're going to have to hurry up, because they are going to get snapped up.